It's the Classic Breakfast with Mike Mills in the morning here at Fine Music Radio. My guest this morning is Dwyn Griesel, who is with the Kroonendaal Music Academy, and it is this academy that we at FMR wish to support as our community charity for this year, and we need your help, dear listener. Dwyn, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, and all the better for talking to you. Tell me, I know you've been going since about 2007, the Kroonendaal Music Academy. What is it that you guys do?
Well, I suppose the short answer is we teach music to kids from impoverished backgrounds here in Hot Bay. But the long answer is a little more complicated because we draw them in with music, but really what we are doing is skills development, psychosocial support, school homework support, zero dropout, you know, support, trying to make sure that every child who walks through our doors leaves at the end of the day or at the end of their school career or whenever they do end up leaving us happy, resilient, strong, self-confident, and with hope for their future and a way to fulfill their dreams for their lives.
Now, this is a very impoverished area, isn't it?
Yes. So we have, Hot Bay's a funny little place. There are extremely wealthy areas and there are extremely impoverished areas. And somehow we manage to live in peace and harmony here in the valley. But the impoverished areas, Imizamagetu, informal settlement, and then the old historical fishing village of Hungberg, really, I mean, our children live in constant fight or flight, constant state of trauma. And it's just a different world when you enter those two communities. So those are the children that we spend our days trying to just love and nurture.
So you help them with music, and that music therapy is obviously incredibly helpful, as we know from scientific research around the world. But as you say, it's not just the music therapy that these kids benefit from.
Yeah, so you see, we, although we're a music school like Beausoleil or Hugo Lamprecht or any other music school, so kids do lessons, ensembles, international grades, assessments, all the rest of it. Our psychosocial department really underpins the bulk of our work, and music therapy is one component of that. And we are very focused on skills development at KMA. So the teachers, the zero dropout tutors, our social worker and our music therapist and the staff, we all work very closely together to instill the various skills that music education imparts to children and make sure that everything we do brings some skills development into the picture. Music therapy is incredibly powerful, especially for young children who are not able to express themselves in through talk therapy with our social worker. So Miss Kirsten, our music therapist, she's got a full plate attending to these children on a daily basis in group sessions or in individual lessons.
Wow. Okay, fantastic and very important work that you are doing. Now, what we want to do at Fine Music Radio is obviously to help you. Give us an idea, if we are able to raise our target of 60,000 Rand over the next few weeks, how far will that stretch in terms of your services?
Well, you know, that's a lot of money for us. And we can put at least 50 some kids through music therapy for an entire year. That is really very valuable because we get children almost on a daily basis who are referred to Miss Kirsten, but she's got to make a living and we've got to pay for her services, and they are extremely valuable services, so we don't mind doing that, but it is an expensive business. And the resources that come with that, various kinds of musical instruments and materials. So this drive is so meaningful and so precious to us. We are so grateful to you guys for having chosen us. We feel so honored and privileged. And we know that if we reach the target, we will be okay for the next year with our music therapy program.
Okay, so just to reiterate, 50 children could be put through an entire year of music therapy at a KMR, Kroonendaal Music Academy, for 60,000 Rand.
Yep.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it sounds like very little, but you must understand in the NGO world, you know, money is not just a commodity. It's actually a lifeline to being able to do the work that we set out to do on a daily basis. So, Mike, may I tell you a little short story? I've just been thinking of something that happened yesterday.
Yes.
And just to give you an idea of why this is such important work. We've just started our end of year assessments, in-house assessments, and we have a little guy. His name's Alicious, and he's the cutest little thing. Just want to put him on my mantelpiece. He's tiny weeny capini, and his instrument of choice is a trombone, which is actually bigger than he is. So, but he is absolutely determined to play this trombone. He loves it to bits. And if anybody goes to browse any of our YouTube videos, you'll see he's everywhere dancing and playing his trombone and making a noise. He just is a born natural musician. He comes from a very loving family, but he also lives, you know, just walking down the street to school in the morning is traumatic for kids. Anyway, yesterday was his assessment, and he forgot to come because half of Hout Bay thought yesterday was a public holiday, thanks to I won't say who, but most of the kids didn't go to school. So he arrived late for his assessment, and he was beside himself. I've never known a child who's upset because they actually missed assessment, but he was beside himself wanting to do his assessment. And so off we took him off to spend a little bit of time with in the music therapy room, and he immediately calmed down and managed to remember why he's there. And we reminded him, you know, what he's learning from an assessment and not to panic and that he's not in trouble. And he sailed through his assessment, and, you know, he wouldn't have been able to do that under normal circumstances had we not had the magic of music just to calm this little guy down and to tell him we love him and that we wouldn't miss his assessment for the world. So these are the kind of stories that we can tell every day of our lives at KMA.
If people want to help you in any way, perhaps with musical instruments, or obviously we're going to endeavor to ask our dear listeners to part with a little of their cash to try and help to reach that target of 60,000 rand. But if people want to help you in any other way, how do they get in touch with Kroonendal Music Academy?
Well, we have a number I can give you. It's 066-285-6747, or they could contact me directly if they like on 082-331-4062. And if you can't remember either of those numbers, you can always go to our website. We'll pop up first thing on Google, Kroonendal Music Academy, and our contact details are on the website as well.
But just for now, would you repeat those numbers, Dwin?
Yeah. The office is 066-285-6747, and my number is 082-331-4062.
I've got to say, I applaud you for what you've done, the hard work you've put in, and I really hope that we at FMR and together with our incredible listeners can help you to reach this particular target, because the work you do is so important in Hout Bay. Dwin Griesel, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Mike.